Recording in progress.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Some of you guys don't know me, but I went here when I was a single person and when I was married, and just kind of wanted to give a quick update. My name is Tim Scanlon, and I serve with Wycliffe Bible Translators. My wife Sharon and I went here for a while, and John Duckhorn married us, and really have been influenced by the chapel and many individuals in the chapel and my walk with the Lord and in ministry. So just very thankful. Just quick update for those of you that know me. My wife and I will be married 34 years this month. So very thankful for that. Married a gem from heaven. And my son Steve just got engaged a week or so ago. So we're very thankful for that. My daughter Lindsay is 28 now, and she serves in a church working with the music ministry in Colorado. And my son Luke is 19. He still lives at home and doing well in school in a local school near us. But if you think of Luke, pray for him. He's still got some teenage challenges in his life a little bit. I want to just give an update for on Bible translation. There's some really interesting, good things happening right now, kind of significant things. And I want to read just a verse here from Matthew 24:14. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, that all the nations will hear it, and then the end will come. And that's happening in our day. I'm going to put my glasses on so I can actually read this. But like Wycliffe has something called Vision 2025. And it was basically in 1999, the leaders looked at the progress of Bible translation and thought, how long will it take to at least get a translation started in every language that needed it? And it was the number was 150 years. So they kind of went and were praying and saying, is there a way that this could happen quicker? And they came up with something called Vision 2025 to see a Bible translation program started in every language that needs one by the end of 2025. And we kind of progressed towards that, but it was clearly not going to be reached. But something's happened like the last five years, whatever, something like that. And really, the only thing I could explain it would be that God is raising up the global church, and that the church, the local church, is taking ownership of their own translation. And it's a partnership, so it's the local churches, it's mission agencies, like-minded agencies, getting together and talking about how can we do this together. And it's just pretty exciting. Right now there's about 3,000 partnerships working together with Wycliffe, at least. And again, just local churches taking ownership of the work. And this was that partnership, I guess, with the local churches accelerating this work in great ways. But like some of you may have seen, this was the 500th New Testament of Wycliffe, and it took 67 years to get to the 500th. So 67 years, 17 years later, they reached the 1,000th New Testament. So just the speed of translation work, the accuracy of it, in 2019, every 120 hours, there was a new translation work started. In 2024, every 15 hours, a new translation is started. So there's actually, today, there's 450 days left till the end of 2025. And right now, there's 1,982 projects going on in the world. And as of September 1st, there's only 985 languages left that still need a translation work started. And that seems like a lot, but so far this year in 2024, 616 languages have been started so far just this year. So it's a very real possibility that every language on earth that needs a translation will at least have a Bible translation project started by the end of 2025. That's pretty amazing. And when you think about like a language project started, it's missionaries going to that field, there's people praying, there's funds going to there. So and traditionally, even if really difficult things happen, those people working persevere through that, and the translation work does get done. So it's just it's a very exciting thing to see what's happening. And again, that Matthew 24:14, and the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. It's just pretty exciting work to think about. And so when those new translations are started, you know, there's a verse that comes out, or there's a portion of scripture, or there's the Gospel of John, but that's the first time that scripture has been available there. So it's like, for that language community, sometimes it's that country, sometimes it's a whole region. So some real significant things happening. My role, I guess, in this, we've been involved with Wycliffe for about 10 years. And I'm the director of workforce mobilization, so recruitment and mobilization. So we support the work by pretty much praying and seeing God raise up the new missionaries that will complete this work and stuff. So that's my team's work. I have mobilizers that go to Christian campuses and churches and get presentations and call out the new workers. And then we have recruiters that work one-on-one with people to prepare them and help them find their assignment. It actually practically happens where there's these partners that are doing the work on the field, and then the leadership of those partners say, boy, but these are the jobs we need. These are the missionary roles we need filled to actually accomplish this translation. And then our team is really focused on praying and seeing God fill those roles. I think that's all I really wanted to share, but it just, our God is doing an amazing thing in our time. That has never happened ever before, that every language on earth would have scripture in their hands. So something to be praying about. And again, it's not Wycliffe, it's God doing his work and the body of Christ doing the work together. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. So everyone should have received a bulletin. In that bulletin, there's an agenda sort of laid out about the things that we're going to be discussing today. And I have the pleasure of being able to talk to you about the new church management system that we're going to be sort of launching into. And it's going to be, we've started using it this year for some background things that aren't particularly significant to anybody's actual day-to-day life, but we're going to be now moving into the next phase, which is going to be impacting everyone. And Jamie and I have realized that we do better, our kids do better, when we give people like a 5-minute warning. Like if the kids are playing in the basement and we're like, come up here, they're like grumbling and grouchy. But if we're like, you've got 5 minutes, then they kind of like get it out of their system. And so this is your 5-minute warning. It's coming. And there's going to be changes that are affecting to everybody, but good changes. Some of the things that I've heard, not, I wouldn't call them criticisms, but areas that we can improve on as a chapel, ways that we can potentially do better is communication, organization, and this very specifically is going to help us try to be organized and try to communicate better. So it's going to be a wonderful tool that's going to be very powerful for all of us. Who here has ever used the internet before? Does anybody actively own a computer? Does anybody have a smartphone? Okay, well, you're in luck, because this is going to be right up your alley. So this is Breeze. This is the church management software that, okay, sorry. So this is Breeze. The thing before was just a picture of the stained glass. This is Breeze. And this is what we're what we're switching to. There is kind of like layers that is going to be implemented, where there can be kind of users who are going to be able to impact more, like behind the scenes stuff, but this is what the regular everyday person who's attending the church is going to have access to. And it's going to be three primary things. It's going to be a church directory. It's going to be a calendar of the events that are going to be taking place. And it's going to be the way that we communicate prayer requests and requests throughout the chapel. Those are the three primary functions that everybody's going to have access to. So it starts with our own profiles that we're going to be able to kind of update. John Darby, one of our older members, 223 years old. We're going to be able to have information about ourselves, information about our phone numbers and our addresses, email addresses. So it's a way for everybody to, in real time, as you move, as you change your phone number, as you have different life events happen, we can stay connected through either a desktop version of this or through an app that's on your phone. I'm going to be out in the lobby in the coming weeks to help everyone kind of get set up. And then as more people start to feel comfortable with it, you can help your neighbors and it can kind of disseminate out like that. But this is the first aspect is you yourself, your own profile, setting those up. The second thing would be the church directory. So this is a list of all the people who are currently attending the chapel that we had information from. If you're newer here and we don't have your information, I'm sorry, we don't have it yet. But on the back side of the meeting agenda, there should be name, phone number, email address on a little handout that's on the back of the agenda. And then there's a basket on the pew, back pew, that you can just drop that in. We can put the information in there and get you an invitation to set up your own profile. So this isn't going to take away the hard copy of the church directory. That's still going to be an option, but you also have the ability to have a church directory on your phone at any given time. So you can in real time contact people. You can send emails or text messages to anybody who's on the list who's provided email addresses and cell phone numbers. So better way to communicate. As far as planning and organization goes, we have a chapel calendar. So this is the upcoming week. Today is obviously Sunday. We have the Lord's Supper. We have the family Bible hour. Tomorrow's an elders meeting. Wednesday night, the regular Wednesday night study. There's a Thursday morning ladies study. This upcoming Saturday on the 12th, there's a ladies fellowship event. And we can just, again, you can have this on your phone. You can have this where you can regularly check in. What's going on at the church? Is there anything that we need to be doing as far as events that we need to be attending or whatever? We are able to communicate that in real time. For some of the people who are going to be leading different things, there's also ways to implement, there's going to be the ability to like put in here who's going to be doing music on a weekly basis, who's going to be participating in taking down the Lord's table or this function or that function. We have the ability to actually go in here to set up reminders so that if you've signed up to be a part of a ministry, you can be reminded to participate when it's time. Very, very helpful. Again, this is the 5-minute warning. This is the brief overview. This is just to let you know that it's coming. And as we get into it, there's going to be more information. It's just important that everybody is on the same page and that we all know this is coming. Okay. The last thing would be there's forms that we can fill out. So couples retreat is coming up. We have the ability with this to sign up online, to pay your registration fees online, to do all the required things that we're normally doing at the last second, sort of rushing to get through the information. We can now plan to do this beforehand and get everything squared away so that when 0 hour comes, we're ready, right? So again, this is Breeze. We're going to help get everybody on the same page. We're going to go through this together. There's going to be learning curves. There's going to be hiccups along the way. We're going to learn the process as we go. But this has the ability to be a very, very powerful tool, again, to help us communicate, to help us stay organized. And this is going to be something that is coming. And as it comes, we're going to communicate with you what is required of you and how taking feedback, how we can do this even better so that everybody can do the best that we can do. So that's it for me. Craig is going to be coming with the financial report now, and I'll get him squared away.
And just with Breeze, it is just a tool. It's not something that you have to use. All the communication through will either go to your cell phone number if you allow it to. If you can opt out of text messaging and you can opt out of the emails that come through Breeze. But anything that's communicated through Breeze would just go to your actual email. And what's nice is with the chapel email that we have now, it's going out to people that were here maybe 25 years ago. They're still in there. They don't have a way to opt out unless they email and say, hey, take me off the list. This have an unsubscribe button right at the bottom. But there's so many things that we can do. So it's pretty exciting. One of my favorite things is you can go in at the end of the year and download your contributions for the year with a letter from the chapel that says all the necessary things for tax donations and all that stuff. So there's a lot of things that it can do, and it's going to be a great tool, but it's not anything that anyone's going to be forced to use Breeze if you don't want to use it. We're still going to have paper directories and all that stuff. Side note, when I went to the baptism at Carmen's house, I went in my Breeze app, pulled up Carmen, clicked on the maps, and got directions to her house that easily. So there's a lot of cool stuff I can do.
You had mentioned it, there's privacy with respect to donations.
Yes, yeah. I mean, that's a function that an admin has. Everyone, as a member, you just have certain rules and restrictions of what you can see. So you just see your own donations and people's information just like that is in the directory. You wouldn't see anybody else's contributions. Is that what you're asking? Yeah. Yeah. You'll just see your own. You don't see the whole list. Yeah. So I'm Craig McKendrick. I've been the treasurer here for, I'd say, like 14 years. And I've been a deacon for, does anybody know how long I've been deacon? Joel? I'd say like eight or 9 years, I think. Seven, eight, nine, somewhere in there. I should know the exact date, but so I have served as a treasurer, and really am grateful for the position. And just going to go over a little bit of, as deacons, what we do is we have two meetings generally that we run. One is the business meeting, which is kind of the update that I'm going to give you today. We meet monthly. We go over the finances of the chapel. We go over the contributions that came in and all the expenses that went out, and then we talk about various ministries and needs. Like building needs of the chapel, things that basically we need to spend money on, or things that we should be spending money on, like Breeze, things like that, that came up in a business meeting. The other meeting we have is we have a monthly deacons meeting. A lot of times we meet with our wives, and from that perspective, we kind of look at it as assistance to the elders, where the elders are overseeing everybody with the spiritual needs and all that, and we are kind of looking at more like the physical needs of people. So we meet, we have a list that we go through of individuals on there, we pray for them and discuss needs, and we bring our wives into that. So they're just an extra set of eyes that can help us to see and maybe have more insider information on some things that we wouldn't have as men. So those are the two things that we do on a monthly basis. My time is running quickly, so just going to give a financial update, how we are year to date, and go over some of the monthly support that we have. I think we shared this the last time. And then just talk about a couple other funds that we have. So this year, financial update, year to date, through the end of September, we have general fund income of $157,000. We had general fund expenses of $195,000. So you can see this year we're running at a deficit of $37,797. And we have a general fund balance of $41,000. I'd say it's mainly due to just contributions are down this year as compared to last year. Expenses are pretty much exactly the same. Some of the big expenses that we have is one of the things we did this year, we've done it for a while, is Emmaus has a matching scholarship fund for students from assemblies who go to Emmaus. If their assembly sends a contribution of $500 for the student, they will match that 2-to-1, so they'll give $1,000 to the students going there per semester. So the students that we have, I think we currently have 4 there, so we gave this semester a $2,000 gift, which then is turned into, that'd be 4,000, 2-to-1, for those students that are attending Emmaus this semester. And the monthly support is what we give to our commended workers. So it's a little over $10,000 a month, commended workers and friends of the assembly. And that's our biggest expense. So over 10,000 months going to that. Our insurance, annual insurance is 6,000 this year. We cut that in half. It was 12,000. And speaking, so when people come on a Sunday and they speak, or they come to a conference and like the upcoming couples retreat, we will give them a gift and pay for their travel and those kind of things. So that total for the year is 20,000. So of that, you know, that's well over half of that $197,000 right there between these expenses that we're doing. These are just the people that I mentioned for the monthly support, the missionaries and commended workers of Wauwatosa Bible Chapel that we support on a monthly basis. And that's the amount that we give. And we also have the Gus Quinn Fund, which is the fund that we have available to help send kids to camp, because camp costs just keep rising and rising. I think this year is over $700 at Lake Geneva Youth Camp to go to a week of camp. So we support anybody who wants to go to camp, because it's been a huge impact in my life and many people's lives. So we really want to encourage kids to go to camp. I think even again this year at the baptism, Colton talked about how it impacted his faith and his belief by going to camp. That was a big impact in his spiritual life. So something that we really want to continue as a chapel. So we do like a 50% sponsorship to anybody, and then anybody who needs more, we work with you to get you fully funded to go to camp. So it's just a reminder to send your kids to camp. And then last page is currently have a building fund balance. Has not changed in a while, but it's at $182,000 as we're currently, you know, continuing to see where the Lord leads us and finding a new building for us, just, you know, with all the things here, with better parking, more space, more classrooms, all that kind of stuff. We have a sign fund going. That's, you know, on us to either get a new sign or get a new building. Either one, you can go towards either one of those. But if we were going to stay here, you know, long term, then we'd want to, we have money to get a new sign. Our insurance fund, we just set aside money each month to pay our insurance bill annually that we pay every July. And then at the business meetings, we discuss various special ministries. Neil has a list going of monthly of like which ministries we're going to give gifts to. So some up here is CMML, CEF, which is Child Evangelism Fellowship, Cornerstone Magazine, Emmaus Bible College, things like that, Emmaus Worldwide, Wycliffe Ministries is on our list of. We gave either 500 or 1,000. We just discussed at the meeting command how the month was and where our finances are. We give gifts each month to various ministries, those organizations. So that's all I have for my time. Unless there's any questions about anything? Yes. Not, okay, sorry. That's year to date. So. Yeah, that is kind of confusing. We don't give out 96,000 a month, but at, you know, after 9 months, it's at 96,150. So divide that by 9, and whatever that comes to, 10,000 something a month. But yeah, that. So I should have done a monthly annual amount. But yeah, it's like 10,150 that we do a month. So thank you. Thanks, Neil. I think next is Kadeem.
Sideshow. Do you want to do the slideshow first, or do you want to do the video first?
Slideshow. Well, hello everyone. Nice to be with you this morning. Today I'm going to be talking about Selah, our youth group here at the chapel. I'm Kadeem, for those who don't know, so let's get straight into it. All right, let's see. So what are we studying this year? Well, basically we're going through the story of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. So we're taking a deeper look into different Bible characters by doing that. So for example, this past week we talked about Noah, and Philip did the teaching on that. The week before that we talked about Adam and Eve, and how it relates to the story of the Bible, how it relates to Christ. So my last point there, you can see our goal is that as we walk through the story of the Bible, by studying types of Christ, teens will have a greater understanding of Scripture, thus strengthening their relationship in Jesus. So the goal is to basically tell the full story of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And I'm very excited to get into that. It's a very interesting study. I think the kids are enjoying it so far. They seem to be really into it. And we basically came to this conclusion. We meet every year before we do the Selah. We meet with the Hartles and Juanes, and we kind of talk about what we want to talk about for Selah. You know, what's on our hearts, and what do we think would be beneficial for the teens? And we thought this would be super interesting for the simple fact that I think there's a lot of Bible stories that we grow up learning in the Bible, but we always have the question, how does this relate to the New Testament? How does this relate to Jesus? So that's pretty much our purpose in our teaching. And yeah, I think on the next slide, so I have some charts that we're using this year. The chart on the left is a chart that Juanes has sent me and Serena. And so we've been using that to, or it's a plot rather, but we've been using that to kind of tell the story of the Bible. So we have like the intro, the escalation, like the rise in conflict, climax, resolution, and the ending here. And so this is one that I found online too. It's pretty cool, has more of an artistic tone to it, but we're kind of like walking through, okay, what's the creation story all about? And how does that relate to the climax of Jesus dying on the cross for our sins? So we took a look into Genesis chapter 3, where we see the fall of mankind, but we also see God offering a way of salvation, redemption, in Genesis 3:15. So, and then we also have the fallen action, which is basically, you know, Pentecost, the Gospels. And the cool part about this is we get to tell the teens, listen, you're a part of this story, right? Like, right here for the resolution, you get to be a part of God's story, and God can use you as well. He has a purpose for you. So that's something that we're using to kind of illustrate what we're studying. All right, some more admin stuff. So for upcoming events, so this schedule is still in the making in a sense, so I didn't want to put the whole schedule on there. But for the rest of this month, we are starting with Abraham on October 11th. And then we do have a corn maze this year on October 18th. So it's families, that just means that, you know, you can bring your families, anybody's invited to come. I think we will have more information about that soon. I believe Laura might send something out in the coming weeks. It'll be my first time doing the corn maze, so you guys should come out, and I think it'll be pretty fun. So October 25th, it says no Selah. I would have to talk to Serena more about that. We might do something fun that week, but it could be an event going on. So like I said, the schedule is still kind of in the making. And then November 1st, we'll be continuing with the character of Joseph in the Bible. Some special events, well, I already mentioned the corn maze, so be sure to come out to that. November 22nd, we're having a service project. I believe we might do something for the homeless this year, sort of what we did last year, but we will keep you guys up to date on that. And then December 13th, we're doing caroling again. Last year was my first time going caroling. It was a lot of fun. A lot of people came out, and I think you guys should come out for that too. And it's just a good time just to fellowship and just have some fun with the teens. So we have those special events. We have more coming up as well throughout the year, so we'll keep you guys updated. We're always trying to decide like what to do. You know, we have all these ideas, but in a short amount of time. So we'll keep you guys updated, and we'll let you know. So next slide, we have I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's participated, from leaders, different couples serving for the food, our godly council. It's basically people who we go to receive prayer and guidance, like the Hartles, people who've done the youth group in the past. We also talk to the elders quite a bit. And also Juan, he gives us some tips too as we move along. And this is a huge thank you to you guys. You guys are really good at just supporting us, and that means a lot. And just thank you to the leaders like Philip, Laura, Sarah, Esther, Serena. Like, you guys are great to work with, and you guys make things a lot easier. You know, we get to see each other's gifts being used in the church, so that's pretty awesome. And then I do have a couple of pictures, so I asked Esther and Serena to send me some pictures. I know they have way more than this, so I don't know if they were busy or not, but so on the right here, I believe this was earlier this summer, I want to say May or June, we had like a summer activity for Selah. So, and this was at Monty's house, I believe. No, no. Oh, Hannah, okay. This is at you guys' house. Yeah, it was a fun time. We had the bonfire. We did some music. We had some games. And I just think it's a fun picture. It's more of a silly picture, but it was a fun day. You can see it. Juan is on the side there. It looks like he's ready to go on a tour or something. I don't know. And then on my left here, this is our kickoff for Selah that we had recently. So this was just a couple months ago at Neil and Alex's house. And this was just a fun time. Oh, man, I'm messing this up. Okay, the show sounds. Okay. You guys' houses look the same. I don't know. Yeah. But that's right. That's right. Down the street. That's right. But yeah, this is a fun time too. I actually have a short video that I'm going to show you guys. And the kickoffs are always a fun time. So this kickoff, I was supposed to get pied in the face, but they forgot. So Esther's not going to be happy because she got pied in the face, I think, last year. And she's never going to let that go. So, but yeah, all in all, I think that's pretty much it for the admin stuff. No, it's pretty short, but again, just thank you to everyone. And again, lots of people are involved in Selah, you know, behind the scenes as well, people who are praying, people who are giving us resources. So again, just thank you to anybody who's helping us out. And then I do have a short video. I think it's less than 1 minute, so we'll show that now. I think it might have to. I think we gotta switch it. Oh, there we go.
His life is good, and it keeps getting better. Hoping that makes sense when I know when the weather.
Thanks, Kadeem. Appreciate that update. I believe Aaron is going to come and give an update on the ladies now.
Hi, everyone. For those who don't know me and who are new here, I did see a couple new faces. My name is Aaron Schultz, and I help with the ladies' ministry at Double Wauwatosa Bible Chapel. So I want to share, I was thinking about why we do what we do, and I was thinking about how the Lord is using the Wauwatosa Bible Chapel. And so Here, the ladies' ministry provides an opportunity for the ladies and the young ladies. We've seen a lot of like middle school, high school, be more involved. And it gives our ladies an opportunity to fellowship and build a sense of unity. Our events throughout the year aim to bring the ladies of our chapel together and also to encourage one another and to be able to encourage one another in the Word of God. I was thinking about a verse, Lord, what is a good verse just to kind of have for a theme this year? And I thought about if we, 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And that's just a, but the second half of that, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. So as we meet as believers and as we meet and gather, you know, we're in the light together and we can experience the cleansing of his blood. You know, whether it's meeting and it's a quick prayer with a friend, or it's a older lady encouraging a younger lady. You know, it's a good time to meet and be encouraged with us women. I just want to talk about a couple things. This past year, the ladies' ministry has been active in more assisting with VBS, the youth rally, and supporting other events at the chapel by providing snacks and other needs that do relate to meals or snacks. The ladies' ministry is always available to help if there's an event, a funeral, or anything that the chapel may need. There is a group of women, everyone is available to be also a support. Starting this past January, the ladies' ministry was involved in preparing monthly Wednesday night dinners. So that was something new starting in January. It was an opportunity for the chapel to come together for a midweek meal, to encourage each other, to hear missionary reports, and to hear ministry. It brought us together, and I do have to say, it was not that we talk numbers, but there was a big response to that. I think we had a Wednesday night dinner from January, didn't have one in September. We had one, I believe, in August. We had over 40 to 45 people come to those Wednesday night dinners. And we were able just to be together midweek, which is always encouraging. And plus, it was a night I didn't have to cook. So that was always, I mean, maybe I did some cooking, but that's always a plus, right? Okay, all right. We also gathered this past May for Joy Break. We had Carol Bramson speak to us about being rooted and grounded in the Word of God. This past June, we had our ladies' dessert night, and we heard from Lena, Isaac's sister-in-law. And this past September, we had our kickoff ladies' ministry season, where we had our ladies' salad supper, and Fozzie encouraged us with a message focusing on serving one another in chapel. There is also numerous ladies' Bible studies that happen throughout the year. We had two summer garden gatherings for the women to get together as well. So that's kind of where we've been from January to now. The events that are upcoming consists of our monthly ladies breakfast fellowship. Our next one will be October 12th at 9 a.m. where we have LaRonda sharing her testimony. We also have a November ladies breakfast in November, where that will be a sharing time. Possibly some of the younger girls will have an opportunity to share just what they're thankful for. And then we do open it up for the women, how you've been encouraged in the Lord for that sharing time. We will continue our monthly Wednesday night dinners. November and December are quite busy for us as a chapel, so we may try to get one in October. So maybe we can do that through Breeze. I'm imagining, like, even hearing Luke's presentation and like all these events, I was like, this is going to be good. Okay. Our next Joy Break next year, we'll have, it'll be May 9th and 10th over Mother's Day weekend. One of the unique things that I think is really a neat opportunity for us ladies, we are able to support other women in the ministry. And so we pass a general fund, sometimes we pass a special speaker fund, we pass a different types of funds where women can donate. And then we were able this year to give gifts to Sonia Bassett. And the unique thing about it was for her as a missionary wife. The second person we were able to support was a woman, Bree Bilecki. Her husband came and spoke on a Wednesday night, I think sometime in the summer. They were from Arizona, and they had moved. She was a missionary wife, and we were able to support her just for her. I remember her telling us what she had used those funds for. We were also able to donate twice to the Missionary Education and Assistance Fund through CMML. Now, I believe it is a missionary education for missionaries' children in school. So it would go to assist the parents who are missionaries and provide an education for their kids, which I think is huge. And also we were able to provide and donate and support Joy House, which is where Fozzie works. And so that was a neat opportunity for that. And like I said, we also have a shower fund that helps assist with wedding and baby showers. And so that is also available to us for women as well. I do have to say, there's a lot to do. And a lot of women contribute. I would want to say up here and just thank every single woman who has provided, who has prayed. We're all in it together. If you have a desire to serve in the ladies' ministry, please let me know. Get involved. Participate. These meetings can change your life. You know, I mean, just interacting with one another as women. I feel we need to be weekly and daily encouraged from one another. You know, we need prayer. We need help with our kids. I need help with my children. You know, I need a counsel. I need, you know, and these opportunities, because I was like, I don't want to do something and it doesn't have a purpose, right? But I'm like, these opportunities are for us to get together. And it's so unique. And it's so amazing when we put aside time. I always leave encouraged, always. As much as the enemy doesn't want me there, I just know I always leave encouraged. I'm really looking forward to a great year ahead and in fellowship and in service. All right, thank you very much. That's all I have. Yep.
Joel's going to come up and give us an update from the elders.
Well, good morning. I'm Aaron's husband. So I am the one standing between you and lunch, so I'm not going to take a lot of time. So that was my house you saw in the video with, they were throwing flour at each other and eggs, and then they got out the water bottles and they started pouring water on each other. So I basically had pancake batter on my driveway. So, yeah, still, no. Well, actually, it's homecoming, so we got egged a little bit and some toilet paper, so we've got a lot going on. So I'm Joel Schultz, and I'm here giving a report for the other elders here, Jim Quint, Fred Schwartfeger, and Ray Giannini. We meet at least once a month, often much more than that, just to discuss the spiritual needs of the Lord's people. Feel free, if you have any desire to meet with us, to talk to us for counsel, please reach out and we can make sure that we have a time to talk to you as the elders. So I wanted to just look at a verse. And, you know, I was thinking about this verse, 1 Corinthians 12. I was thinking about this And as I am hearing these reports, I just confirmed that this is an important concept here, that we, you know, we're a body of Christ, and we enjoy our fellowship with one another because God's doing something. God is working. And if he wasn't, well, what's the point, right? This is about him. So it says here in 1 Corinthians 12, I'm just going to jump down to verse 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. So there's gifts, there's ministries, there's activities, all these things. It's the Lord. The Lord is doing all of these things. So what we're involved with, we can trust him. We can see him work. We can see gifts being developed. All these things. It's the same Lord who is working. It says there in verse 6, it says, but it is the same God who works all in all. And then it goes on, it says in verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. You know, every one of us has a gift. Every one of us has something that God has given us. And being exercised in that gift is essential, is very important for the profit of all. When you see your gift, when you're exercised in it, you help build up the body of Christ. What a calling. That's what we're involved with. So he is working, he's building up his church, those living stones, he's building us up. And as we are exercised in our gifts. So that being said, you know, if there's something that you want to see happen, if there's a ministry that you see a need for, if there's something that you see a need, whatever it is, let us know. Let us know. You know, our brother Luke, he led up the men's breakfast. You know, we would do it once in a while, but he said, let's do this. Let's do this once a month, and he's doing it. Wonderful. You know, some brothers wanted to do an outreach in the neighborhood, but Mondi and Nate and Steve got together, and they said, we want to do an open house. We want to do an outreach. Great. Let's do it. That's what I'm talking about. If you see something, you want to do something, you want to be exercised in your gift, let's do it. Let's go forward and do it together and see the Lord work. That's an exciting thing. So I wanted to just look back and see some of the things that have been happening here at the chapel. And again, you see God's working. And I was going through this, and I was saying, this is, you know, we were busy. We had a busy, you know, last few years or a few months. So looking back. So Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study. And we finished up the book of Acts. We had started the year with Acts, and we finished it up. And then we actually started those monthly meals, which is great. So we'll continue to do that, as Aaron mentioned. We had some missionary reports. So we invited people like Ibrahim and Lena. We invited Shabazz from Pakistan, George Varghese from India, Cleve and Donna Mugford from Alaska. They came and would give a missionary report to encourage us to see how the Lord's working in their ministries. We have the summer Sunday services with younger men can get up and speak. It's a great time for if you have a burden, if you have a desire to learn how to get up and speak and preach. Sunday evenings in the summer is a perfect time to do that. Like I said, be exercised in your gifts. Earlier this year in March, we had the men's retreat. We do that every year. We had Rex Trogdon come there at Conference Point. We did a youth rally. So we actually got a group of us, it was about 25 people. We drove out to Iowa for a youth rally there in March. We did that. And then also we had our own youth rally here in April. We had about 75 people from around the Midwest come and have this youth rally. They all, you know, descended upon this neighborhood. I think they're still recovering from us going out. We played a game, Bigger or Better. So that was a blast. We went around the neighborhood and asked, you know, knock on a door, do you have something bigger or better than this pen? And so you just keep going around until people were bringing bikes and lawnmowers. I mean, people were just getting rid of their junk. So, but it was great. We had a great time. Kids loved it. So, you know, and we're going to continue to do that. Continue to do that youth rally. You know, we see fruit. So we're going to continue to do that. A VBS. We had VBS in August. We saw a lot of young people here. We saw salvation at VBS. So continue to pray for that time. Continue to pray for the laborers at that time. We had a baptism. Our brother Colton Fry was baptized at that time. Now this year, couples retreat's coming up. Now we had, for the last few years, we had our brother Steve Price do the couples retreat. We traded him in for a different Steve. So Steve Caldwell is going to be there at the couples retreat October 25th and 27th. Now, recently, we added two deacons, our brother Luke and our brother Aldo added two deacons. So there's work, right? There's work to be done. There's things to do. There's probably need for more. So Brother Nathan Keller is leading the music ministry, which is a wonderful thing that he's able to do. He's got a gift for that. So like I said, if you have a gift, be exercised in it. You know, there's a verse, Proverbs 18, a man's gift will make room for itself, right? If you're gifted in something, there will be room for you. And that's what we want. The future. We want to be ready for the future. We really don't know, right, what's going to happen in the future, but we want to be ready. We want to be we want to be looking for additional ministries that we may be able to. Maybe there's open doors for other things that we can be doing. So that's why one of the things we're doing is looking for a larger facility, a larger more classrooms. We have a huge youth group. So something with a gym, or maybe some we could build a gym. These are all things that we're doing. We are looking at a building right now. So be in prayer for that. If you have any questions, you can ask us and we can give you some more of the details. But it's a very exciting thing to start thinking about. Maybe we move to a larger facility, more room, more opportunities for more ministries. You know, who knows what the Lord's going to do in the future? Spanish-speaking ministry. We have the Congolese here. There's opportunities for things. So just continue to pray. We covet your prayers when it comes to what this chapel is doing and what we're moving forward to. It's a privilege to be serving in this way with this assembly. So why don't we? Are we ready for lunch? Are we ready? 11:27? Yeah? Okay. All right. So we will pray. We'll close the annual meeting. If you have any questions, concerns, anything, feel free to talk to us afterwards. But let's go ahead and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this assembly. We thank you for your people. We thank you, Lord, that you have given gifts. And Lord, we thank you that you desire that this assembly be built up, Lord, to be edified, to Lord, to continue to grow in depth. Lord, we just look to you for that. We thank you for this time together that we can go over the things of the past and look forward to the future. Heavenly Father, I do now pray for this food, that we thank you for those that have prepared it. We thank you for this time of fellowship. May it be edifying. May you use this time for your glory. We thank you and praise you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So, We would like to release first our seasoned citizens. So if you're 60 or over, no, this is like VBS. You can't let everyone just run downstairs for the snack. It's, you got to do a little bit orderly. So we're going to let our older members go first. Feel free. Yeah, John, that's you.